Galaxy News Radio Studios in Washington, D.C. The New Glide Vitamin Company presents The Continuing Misadventures of Brian and Mary Ann, Episode 2. Bri Ognak, the Scouting Barbarian. Bri Ognak, defender of the good, vanquisher to the evil. Bri Ognak, muscles bulging and gleaming with oil, clad only in a loincloth made from the living possum. Bri Ognak, say his name, echoing from ancient times of violence and the cruelty of man towards man. In a world shattered by the atom and hurled back through time to a stone age, it is a time of blood, of fury, and in the dark swamps of ancient Appalachia, all fear one name. Bri Ognak, the Barbarian! In our last episode, Brian and his faithful companion, Mary Ann, violently fought Frasier, the Scottish Doom Squirrel, but soon found themselves in the vile clutches of Solomon the Dusty at the Great Temple. Tricked into consuming some vile concoction, Brian was transformed into Bri Ognak, the Barbarian. Before we continue this epic tale, first a word from our sponsor.
Friends, we are advised...
With the bottle, please.
Right. Friends, we are advised to keep within our designated fallout shelter an adequate supply of not just food, but medicine and first aid. All those supplements, iron, vitamin A, vitamin K, calcium, potassium. What's a fella to do? With the new simple shelter syrup from the Nuclide Vitamin Company.
Now take a sip.
Great kazoo, that's thick. With the new simple shelter syrup from the Nuclide Vitamin Company, simply stir a spoonful into your favorite drink and enjoy. Simple shelter syrup contains all the daily vitamins and minerals the average adult needs. You'll have a spring in your step and be full of pep.
Start from the new simple shelter syrup. Try not to cough, please.
With the new simple shelter syrup from the Nuclide Vitamin Company, simply stir a spoonful into your favorite drink and enjoy. Simple shelter syrup contains all the daily vitamins and minerals the average adult needs. You'll have a spring in your step and be full of pep. Wait, what proof is this? Oh, I see. 180 proof. Wow.
Read to that last line. Start from the drink, but now with some real pep in your voice after you take a sip, please.
Simple shelter syrup contains all the daily vitamins and minerals the average adult needs. You'll have a spring in your step and be full of pep. Keep your shelves stocked and your shelter ready. Keep your shelves stocked and your shelter ready. Yes, keep your shelter ready with this one amazing little bottle. It tastes great, too. Simple Shelter Syrup is the great tasting, motivating, wasteland tasting multivitamin in a bottle.
The line is wasteland saving.
Simple Shelter Syrup. One spoonful a day, and you'll be the life of the party. It tastes great. Say, can you have more than one a day?
And it happened again. That's the third one this week. Okay, great take. Go get some fresh air and we'll try again.
Call today. The bombs could drop at any moment. Where would you be? Locked in some surplus shelter, that's where.
Okay, someone get that bottle away from him, please.
Discounts for bulk orders.
Orders. Bulk orders. We really have to start cutting this stuff in half for the commercials. Come and drag him off set, please.
Order your simple syrup today.
And now, our story continues.
All I'm saying... saying is that if you want to be with me, some things are going to have to change. You spend more time with that green goon than you do with me lately. What's up with that?
Hey, meatbag face! Punch not green goo! Punch what's droning goo, but punch not goo!
Nah, bro. She said, you know what? Never mind. Come on, babe. Once the rusty prick opens and we start raking in the caps with our new brews, things will settle down. We have some killer ideas of how to make it better. Once we get the things going, I promise I'm gonna take you somewhere really nice.
Oh, yeah. We're in the middle of a nuclear wasteland. Where are you going to take me that's nice?
You know, those fancy shops you like at the golf place. That one with all the pretty dresses?
You mean Live Chic? They just opened. Oh, you mean it, baby?
Of course! We just need a little more time to get things going.
You promise?
I promise, baby.
Moose, we here at Hot Cat Place.
Bro, I told you already, it's hot dog.
Cat, dog, both taste the same to punch.
Ew, that is so gross. I can't believe you would eat those.
What you mean? You say you like punch special yum yum yesternight.
You, what? You fed me a cat burger? You asshole. You said it was...
Hey, chill out, you two. We gotta act like normal customers if we're gonna get a hold of those recipes.
Punch no understand. Why we need recipes?
Bro, we talked about this. We need more selection than what we have. Your brews are killer, but we need more meat recipes for the menu. You know, we could just go get the ones you said you had back at...
Punch told you! Me never go back there. Bad place. Bad place!
Whoa. What's his problem?
Easy, bro. Jeez. Sorry I even brought it up. Punch, doesn't like to talk about what his life was before. That's all.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, actually asking, nor do I give a flying fuck. I just don't appreciate the yelling. He's gonna end up messing up my hair with his nasty breath. Can we just get these dogs and get the hell out of here already?
What big deal about dog meat anyway? It don't have flavor like other meats.
Oh my god, bro. No, it's not actually dog meat. I think. They just call them dogs. Least I hope so. No one actually knows what the hell goes into those tube steaks.
Punch head hurts. Me don't understand.
Yeah, you and me both, buddy. How much cats you got?
One, niner.
Oh, for crying out loud. How much do you need?
What? At least one of everything on the menu. You got cats, babe?
As if. Step aside, boys, and I'll show you how it's done.
Huh? What do you mean?
Why she pushing up her chest meat bags.
Welcome y'all to Hill Folk Hot. Damn! What can I get for you, pretty lady? You tell old Willie what tender meats be tempting her taste buds.
Well, aren't you sweet? I have an awful big appetite.
Oh, that's what old Willie likes to hear. You're looking for something spicy, sweet, maybe a little aged but savory?
Yes, all of it.
Well, then, you could charm the skin off of power armor. Now you hold on to that tight little tube top of yours. I'll have to get more meat out back. Give old Willie a few minutes and I'll satisfy those young cravings of yours.
Too easy. Can we go now? Like, I need a shower just from the way that old man was leering at me. Here.
Are these
the recipes?
Babe, you are amazing. Hold on to these, Punch. Come here, beautiful.
No. I'm not in the mood. I have to go run somewhere, but I will meet you boys back at the bar, okay? Have fun playing with each other's meat. Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, what's up with her?
Punch don't understand silly humans, especially her.
Girls, am I right? Let's go get some of these ingredients before we go back. Is something in that bush?
Ah, you are fast for your kind. No matter. I shall dispose of you quickly if you do not tell me where Grellick is.
Whoa, bro. We don't know any Grimlocks, and nobody takes a swing at my boy Punch.
Oh, a fine hit. You are strong as you are large. A fellow barbarian, perhaps. Yet why do you side with this mutant?
That mutant happens to be my best friend.
Friend? Then you are under the servitude of Grellick as well.
Nah, man. Me and Punch are our own dudes. We don't work for anybody else.
Curious. Never have I met a barbarian who sides with the mutants. Most of his kind simply attack Grognak to test their strength.
Who?
Yes. My apologies. I am Grognak, protector of this land, liberator of captive virgins, rival of the foul sorcerer Grellick. And you are?
Us? Well, we're Moose and Punch, bro. We, come from Vault 76. Well, I do. Punch is from somewhere in the bog, right?
No, Punch from deep in swamp. Trees tangled, big vines, glowing pods at night. Very dangerous, but pretty too.
Far from home then, I see.
No, Punch no call that home. Punch home crusty prick now.
What did you say?
An abandoned bar in ass heap. Punch and Moose make brew and cook meats there. Here, try.
Awfully friendly you are. I warn you, Grognak has trained his body to withstand poisons of all types. If this be a nefarious scheme of Grellick's, you will not live to see the sunrise. Oh, that is quite strong. But a hearty ale fit for a warrior. I give you my thanks.
That Punch special brew, made from plants and fruit and cranberry bog.
Oh, nice. I love that one. It's definitely my top five. Easy.
Top five?
Yeah, man, like five of your favorite things? Brews in this case.
You mean there are more of these fine drinks?
Yep. All at the Krusty Prick.
Dude, that's not what it's called. You gotta stop calling it that. But yeah, he's right. Along with some choice meats to go along with them. Well, at least there will be once we get these recipes down. Shit, dude, the recipes!
Oh no! Where'd they go?
They must have fell out in the shuffle with He Dude over here. Everybody look for them.
Oh, Punch found them. They're right here on... Whoa! There they go! Bye, recipes!
Aw, man! This is the worst!
Don't be sad, Moose! We find way!
Bro, our grand opening is happening in a couple days! We still got a ton of stuff to do!
Oh, so... where we get new recipes?
You know where!
No! Nuh-uh!
Bro, what other choice do we have?
Punch, never go back there!
Look, I don't want to have to do this, but you owe me, bro. Remember that one time I helped you out?
Ha ha ha! You make Punch laugh. Punch always save Moose.
Oh, yeah? What about the time we were looking for scrap in the mall and we got separated?
Punch don't need help fighting, Skork.
No, no, not that. I mean, afterwards, when I found you, you got stuck... because you and the mannequin were...
Bro code! Bro code! Punch say shut face! Chode teach Punch to smash!
Yeah, you smashed through to the sub-basement. And I had to haul you out of there with 5 feet of granny panty rope. You said, Punch, oh Moose, anything you need, Punch help. Remember that?
Yeah, Punch remember. But I no sound like that. Okay, okay. Punch take you.
All right. I knew you'd come through, buddy. Come on, we better get going before it starts getting dark. We got a way to go.
Then it's decided. Our quest begins. What is our plan, and where is our heading?
Punch say we got sneaky quiet into place. Find rest some peace and sneak out and go home for snacks.
Sneak? I am not a child, nor do I have time for games. We should fight our way through.
No, too many super mutants, bigger and stronger than Punch. Old leader there, too.
Grognak does not cower from a fight. I shall face these foes face to face. What be his name?
Black Skull.
I have never heard of this Black Skull.
That's because he works in secret and stuff for Grimlock.
Grellick?
Yeah, that guy.
Why didn't you say that in the first place? We must find this Black Skull and beat him senseless till he tells us where Grellick is hiding. Which way, my small warriors?
That way.
Make haste, brothers. Arr!
Why you invite Dum Dum? And Black Skull have no leader.
I know, bro, but the way I see it, this Black Skull dude sounds tough. We need all the help we can get. Just trust me, okay?
Punch no like, but Punch like moose. We go.
Thanks, buddy. Now let's hurry before this guy gets lost. Hey, Brognak, wait up!
What? Aw, what the? Aw, dagnabbit! That big-breasted temptress done bamboozled old Willie. Aw, took my recipes and all. That's it! Try to be a good member of society, but these darn kids got no respect. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Ain't nobody gonna pull the wool over old Willie's eyes no more. No siree. It's time for Plan B. I'm gonna...
Excuse me, Mr. Willard.
What? Oh, well, hello there, sweet thing. What can I do for you?
You haven't happened to see a tall, really muscular man with the face of an angel? have you?
Well, it depends. What's it to you?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Oh, but old Willie does. I ain't handing out no more favors or any informations to young whippersnappers because you always take advantage of my kindness. Well, no more. Ignatius Willard is putting his foot down.
But, Mr. Willard, I never...
Don't you Mr. Willard me. Coming out of that shrub like a doe-eyed damsel. Pulling on my heartstrings and tightening my trousers. I got your number, little missy. You're all the same, I tell ya.
I don't have time for this. Listen here, you little moonshine-drinking old fart. I don't have time to play games with you. The love of my life is in danger.
Heh! You don't scare me, I don't...
Now, I know he came through here. So, unless you want to lose what teeth you have left, I suggest you tell me. Now.
Okay. I saw fellers heading off in the distance not too long ago. They went that away.
Well, that wasn't so hard now, was it? Thank you, Mr. Willard. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Lordy, these youngins are getting more violent every day. Old Willie's got to look out for himself. Yep, definitely Plan B.
Have at thee! Aha! Nothing can stand against me!
Dude, chill out. It's just a couple of bugs. Meyer is full of them.
Foolish young warrior! You should never underestimate your opponent, no matter what they look like. Poison courses through these foul creatures. They could drop you if you became overrun. No doubt sent by Relic to thwart our quest. Ha-ha!
Bro, watch where you're swinging that. You got bug guts in my eyes. Smells like Patsy's homemade beauty products. Punch, tell me, are we close? If I gotta spend another hour with this guy, I'm gonna lose my shit.
Not much more to go. Punch stink.
You think? Bro, do you even know where you're going?
Yes.
We're lost, aren't we?
What? No. Punch knows exactly where we are. We lost.
Dude, why didn't you just say something? We've been traveling for hours.
Tiny Warrior is right. We've passed that mechanical horse before. A Corvega, as you call it. Strange name for a horse. Strange looking horse, though, as well.
Barbarian dude, we've been through this. It's a car.
Yes, you say. But again, what is a car?
Forget it.
Don't be mad, Moose. It's not Punch's fault. It's been a long time since been back to this place.
I get that, but I have my Pip-Boy. I could have just looked it up.
Oh. Punch forgot about fancy watch thing. Punch is bad.
What the? That's weird. Never had a problem with this thing before. Can't get a good signal. Map keeps going in and out.
Ha ha! Tiny Warrior relies on useless magic to help. Real warriors only need strength.
Oh, yeah? You got a better idea, loincloth? Because I'd love to hear it.
Instinct. Everything we need is right here.
What'd he talk about? Punch think he gets stung by too many stink things. He go cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Looks like it, Bromigo.
You mock the warrior's way? Silence!
All right, chill. We're just yanking your chain.
I said silence! Listen, what do you hear?
Bugs? Creek water?
Good! What do you hear, Green One?
Punch hear gurgle noise. Oh, I noticed one! It punches belly.
Ah, that's my boy, always thinking with his gut.
No, listen beyond that.
Punch here. Crunching noise. Like roasted rad roach.
Focus!
Oh, sorry. Punch here. Punch here. Reindeer! Oh, look! It's a snowy one, too!
What the? What kind of rad stag is that?
That is no ordinary rad stag, my friend.
Well, what is it?
It is a spirit guide.
A guide? For what?
For our green companion, of course.
For Punch? Punch don't understand.
This is your quest, my friend, to reclaim what is rightfully yours. We shall aid you in your journey, but you must lead us.
It's just staring at us. This thing got bird flu rabies or something?
It wants us to follow.
Bro, where are you going?
Punch follow, silly deer. Punch not know why, though.
All right, bro, I got your back. Let's go.
Wait, I must oil myself.
What?
I shall not quest further until I have anointed the temple that is Grognak's rippling muscles with special oils.
Oh my god, dude, put your loincloth possum thing back on. We can see your twig and berries. Is that thing alive?
Its scent glands provide the anointed essence from which I draw my strength. And that strikes terror into my foes when they gaze upon the expanse of my person.
Yuck! Smell bad!
Would you like to anoint yourself?
No, dude, no.
Come, my brothers, we must haste!
Hurry! We can't lose!
We are right behind you, my friend. Lead on!
Damn, this thing is fast! Punch! Look out!
What? Whoa!
Go, my friends! I shall deal with the monstrosity! Have at thee, you blubbery hag!
Come, Moose! It's getting away! Where it go?
It just disappeared! Now what?
Maybe this place we supposed to be!
At a road? Wait, look! There's something coming this way! Is that a cow? A white deer and now a cow? What the hell is going on?
Cow? That no cow! That Callie!
Who?
If that Callie did not mean... Graham!
Goods for sale. Discount plans and slightly used shoes. Goods of all kinds. Armor, outfits, meats and treats. No better prices and goods in all of Appalachia. You can even get picture with Charlie for a small fee.
Graham! Graham! Graham!
Whoa! What do we have here? Punch? Is that you?
Graham! Yeah, it Punch! It Punch, Graham!
Whoa, look at you. You got big. And you are out here all on your own.
Not alone. Me bring best friend Moose.
Hey there. Name's Moose. I'm Punch's bro. Punch, who is this guy?
This is Graham. He take care of Punch when Punch was young super mutant.
Oh, I've heard of this guy. He's the traveling salesman that everybody talks about. Nice to meet you, Graham.
Punch became friend with a human? That's great news. I'm proud of you, Punch. You become friends with humans.
Yep. Punch friends with bunch of humans now. Meet after left village to make own life. Live dream like you, Graham.
I knew you would. Big brother proud of you. Oh, take it easy on old Graham. You squeeze me pretty good. You've gotten stronger. That's good. Now tell Graham, how is your brew?
Punch brew good, but not as good as Graham's.
Are you kidding me? Don't listen to him, Graham, dude. His brews are the best in Appalachia. We're actually getting ready to open our own bar in a couple days. That's why we're out here.
You come out here to open bar? Why, Meyer? There are a lot better places.
No, we come out here to get rest in peace from Tribe Village.
You going back?
Yeah.
You know, once you leave, you never go back. Black Skull will kill you.
Punch knows, but important, it punches dream.
I understand, Punch. You and me were always dreamers. That's why we left. What you think, Charlie? Right. Charlie agrees. We help you start your dream.
Sweet, bro. We could use the help.
Fret not, brothers. The beast put up quite a fight, but he was no match for my ferocity.
You know this pale mutant, Punch?
He not mutant. He a warrior human. He friendly, though.
Oh, and who might you be? Friend or foe?
No, this Graham. He family, like Moose, but super mutant. He no like Black Skull like us. He on our side.
If you say so. But if he is a spy for Grellick, I will not hesitate to smite you down.
Gram C, you make interesting friends, Punch.
Yeah, meet Zach's strange, but fun too.
All right, guys, so what's the plan anyway? What are we actually walking into here?
Punch no like to talk. Punch told you this.
Punch, you put your friends in danger by taking them there. You need to tell them.
Okay. Punch tell you whole story. We make fire, then tell story. But then we go at night.
Sounds good to me, bro.
A plan indeed.
And that story, Punch tired now.
So what you're telling me is, a bunch of you leave West Tech, end up in the mire to be free?
Mm-hmm.
So this Black Skull guy shows up, tanks over, tells you what to do, some don't listen, and he just kills them?
Uh-huh.
And anyone who won't fight and kill the humans is killed?
Yeah, Black Skull hate humans. Want to kill them all.
Sounds like a tyrant. A minion of Grellox, to be certain.
You keep saying Grellox. Who is...
Punch tell later.
So, nobody's ever beat this guy?
No, not true. Black Skull big and strong, but Gram stronger and smarter. He only wanted to stand up to Black Skull and win.
And with your victory, you did not vanquish this foe?
No. I did not want to kill. Too much killing. I want to live different life. Tired of war. Want to help others. Sell things to make people happy and help Appalachia.
So you fled? The coward's way out. You are not a warrior, as I thought.
You don't know, Gram. You stupid.
Punch, calm down. Maybe it would have been better if I had. But Black Skull was not always full of hate. I left not out of fear, but for different reasons. More followed. Gale, Maul, Thrash, left for better life and to live dream. Black Skull promised to take care of Punch, not harm him. He was just a young mutant. He don't remember much. Black Skull said if I returned, though, he would kill me or worse, hurt the others. I was banished.
Punch learned everything he know from Gram. He cooked for whole tribe and teach Punch all I know about brew. We make rest in peace together.
That we did. I knew when you were big enough you would leave one day. So did Black Skull.
Things got bad after Gram left. Black Skull only want fight. No look for food or build strong base. Just want to fight all time. Humans, creatures, even tribe. He just want to win all time. Super mutants starve. Many not make it. Others run away at nighttime. Disappear. Punch don't know if dead or not.
Then rumors are true. I was afraid this happened. It's time for me to go back. I must help those that are left of our tribe.
Then it is settled. Let us prepare for battle.
No, not yet. Black Skull has gotten worse. I need to think more on this. You all should get some rest for the night. I will take first watch.
Can't argue with that. I'm beat. Night, guys.
Punch help Gram.
You will have time. Rest now, Punch.
Okay. Night-night, Gram.
Good night, little brother.
Right. I guess I shall rest for now. I will take second watch by your command, then.
Hold up, brave warrior. Come sit with Gram. There's much for us to discuss.
And so, Bri Ognak and his tribe of great warriors fell into a deep sleep with danger approaching from all sides. Will the warrior queen, Marianne, find her lost hero in time? Will the ancient recipes for a warrior's repast be found in time? Tune in next time for the thrilling conclusion of Bri Ognak, the Scouting Barbarian.
Once upon a time, 27 years after the bombs fell, there were two people, a vault dweller and a California girl. They met and sparks flew. That's when things got interesting. Once Upon a Wasteland is their story. Follow Elizabeth Kirby and Odessa Valdez as they pursue their happily ever after in the post-apocalyptic Appalachian wasteland of Fallout 76. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and many other podcasting platforms. Once Upon a Wasteland, a Fallout 76 love story. Available now.